29 minutes and 57 seconds. Switch off.
Hello, Audio Boo. And Audio Booers, because the app is Audio Boom, but the recordings are Audio Boos. They're still called Audio Boos. You don't record an audio boom. You record an audio boo via the Audio Boom app. Right. 2014 was a year of ups and downs, really, of many events. A year of growth and change, a year of adventure, a year of uncertainty, a year of loss, a year of gain and victory, and many, many things in between. I'll try and recap how it's been. It seems to have gone by very fast. I think the older we get, the faster the time, the years go by. I remember that a year when I was, you know, a little girl or a teenager even, was like a heck of a long time, a year. And now it's like, oh yeah, a year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you see it, now it's gone. I can certainly say that 2014 went by very, very fast. Very quickly. The best thing that happened to me in 2014 was going to the UK and studying Scottish Gaelic. My newfound passion for Scottish Gaelic and the people I met through this passion and adventure. The wonderful support of my husband. Amazed me. It's also been wonderful because I've discovered how many good friends I really have who are willing to help us out in a time of need, in the time when we had to flee our home. So many wonderful friends in the UK who really helped us out. Friends that we had since last year, like Claire Bland and Kaz, and friends that we met this year who've become very dear to us, like Melanie and Sultan and Darren, and other really good friends like Claire and Paul, and you know, a lot of other people that we've seen. Sorry if I haven't mentioned you, Amy, from last year and this year. Amy has proven to be a very good and generous friend. And a lot of new friends that aren't even an audio boo, who seem to be just gems, like people up in Scotland, like Fiona and Leah, and people who have been amazingly helpful and just very dear to us. So, the best of 2014 was all the doors that have opened for me in the UK on a professional and academic level. All the doors, all the wonderful friends that we have in the UK, the feeling of really wanting the UK to be our home, which for me is a very strange thing because I have lived in so many places as a young child and as a young adult and an older adult. I always say this, that I'm never from anywhere. I don't have any roots. I lived here, but I've only lived here for, you know, a few years. I lived in the States, but I only lived there for a few years. I lived in Australia, but I only lived there for a few months. And I can't say I am from insert name here because we moved around so much. By the time I was 5 years old, I had lived in 3 countries, you see. So that just, you know, I can't say this place feels like home, but the UK, we at least wanted to try and make it feel that way because we feel very positive towards it. We felt very welcome. And of course we had good days and bad days, even in the UK, that's life. But as a general rule, we felt very welcome there and very much at home. Those were the good things, the very difficult things that happened in 2014. I'm sorry. First, the two main ones was the war here in Israel, having to flee our home, not, you know, having to sit in the bomb shelter and hear real sirens, not drills, real air raid sirens. Being absolutely traumatized when we got to the UK, we realized that we were traumatized, that we were full of fear. And I've never experienced, even though Israel is a volatile place politically and it can get a bit dicey, I've never experienced anything like that before or since. It's the worst thing. Another horrible thing, very sad thing, was the loss of our dear, dear, four-legged furry friend and companion, Snowy, who was my heart dog. I mean, I've got Rosie and she's amazing and lovely and I love her to bits, but multiple pet owners will know what I mean when I say heart dog. Snowy was very special, and losing him still hits me every day. I still ask, where is he? And I still want him, you know, to be back with us. And I know that even Jeff and Rosie sometimes, well, I know Rosie looks for him sometimes, and Jeff is sometimes sad when we talk about him. Another very difficult thing that we are dealing with happened very recently, which is the very real possibility that Jeff will not have a job past, you know, another 5 or 6 weeks. That is by no means a done deal either way, but it's a very real possibility. As it is, he wasn't supposed to have a job for after the next 2 weeks. And he got a 4-week extension, and then we'll see. So that's, you know, that's something that we are struggling with. There has been a bit of confusion with things here financially. Not everything that we have sent has, you know, as far as income has reached the proper authorities through no fault of our own, because we have actually submitted the information. But without going into too much detail, through no fault of our own, not everything has reached the places that it needs to reach. And so we may have to be dealing with some back pay, which is very difficult, and it's especially difficult when you didn't cause the problem. When things get stuck in the middle and you're in full faith that things are working fine and that you're doing what everything you need, doing everything that you need and have needed to do. And then you realize that pieces of the puzzle are missing and you weren't even informed that things haven't reached the proper channels, and you find yourself dealing with awkward questions when you're absolutely certain that things have been taken care of. So we need to sort all that out here. So those are the difficult things in 2014. Our plans for 2015, well, we decided not to give up on our dream of Scotland and the UK in general and being there, because that is our dream and that's what we want to do. And, you know, we've invested time and money in my studies and there's no point in stopping them now. Especially since these studies are likely to bring work, you know, full-time work my way, which is what we want. Sorry?
You need to get a job as a professional tequila?
Get a job as a professional bullshitter.
Nah. Maybe a professional farter.
I'm recording an audio boo.
Yes, I know. Public?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, public audio boo.
Get off my audio.
Have you listened to mine? Alright, I gave you all the
time. So. See, I never do this to him. I never like.
Oh, sorry. I will go away now.
No, it's alright. No, it's alright. So we're doing that, and Jeff's mom is turning 80 in June. My mom's turning 80 in September, so they're basically the same age, but he's taking turning 80 in June. We haven't been to Australia, like Jeff hasn't been to Australia since we left. Neither have I, but I'm not a native Australian, unfortunately. I wish I was, then I'd be from somewhere. And Australia is a great place. But he hasn't been back home, and so we were planning to go there, and I hope we can still do that. Will all depend, I suppose, on what needs to be done here and how much money we have. Or how much money we don't have, more like. And going back to Scotland, if we can, and all that. So we're looking forward to that. Trying to keep some positive thoughts for 2015. Right now I'm feeling pretty down. Those of you who have been following me know that it's been a very difficult few weeks. So we're trying to lift our head above water and keep our chin up and all that. And I have to say that a lot of you have sent me wonderful messages, both of us. And, you know, you are truly one of the reasons why we keep going. Because if anybody says that, you know, no real friendships can develop online, I will tell you here and now that that's categorically untrue. I have met some amazing people online. I have met a lot of them personally, and they have become like family to me. So, and even those of you I haven't met yet, I feel very close to, and I believe that real friendships can happen this way. So that's all, I suppose. All of you, I hope you have a wonderful, healthy, prosperous, productive, satisfying, positive 2015. I hope that whatever plans you have work out as best as they can, and that any hurdles that you have to jump over, you will do so with all the grace and success that is possible. And a lot of you know that if you need a friend, then I am here. And I just really, really hope that you all have a wonderful, wonderful future. Wonderful 2015. And whatever you're doing on New Year's Eve, do it safely and responsibly and have fun doing it. And And we'll talk to you soon. Happy New Year.
Speech on. Pause recording. Button.